Come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Everybody says, amen. All right, children, are you listening? Listen to this. Guess what I called my sermon tonight? How the Grinches Stole Christmas. That's right. You watch the movie, what does he do in the movie? He steals their presents?
Yeah.
And their tree? He did. Do you know why he did? Now, tell me. Shh, shh. Why did he do that?
Because he was naughty.
Because he's naughty, absolutely. He did not like Christmas. That is true.
When he was little, he made something for his friends and he broke it because the other kids were laughing at him.
That's true. He had a bad time when he was a kid, didn't he? You know, he really needed to learn what Christmas is really all about. Because he thought it was all about that stuff you talked about, all the presents and the tree and everything else that he took. But you know what? They had Christmas anyways. He really needed to learn. He thought that if he took away all that stuff, that Christmas would be gone. Did you know he's not the only one who's tried to steal Christmas? It's true. It's true. I'm going to tell you about two different times where someone tried to steal Christmas. I'm going to tell you. Are you listening? Two times. Did you know when the church first started celebrating Christmas, it was a special time to get together with your church family to remember when Jesus was born, and it stayed that way for 800 years. But then, some people who didn't really understand God, didn't really know God, and didn't really understand the church, they tried to steal Christmas. And they made it all about having way too much food and having way too much to drink. Ask your parents. Adults, you can think Mardi Gras style partying, okay? That's what they made it. That's what they made it. Over time, it got to the point where people forgot that it was really about Jesus, and they thought it was more about the eating and the drinking and the dancing and the partying. And it got so bad that when people came to America, they were called the Puritans, and they made a law that said anyone demonstrating the Christmas spirit would be fined five shillings. They had to pay a tax, a fine to the government, if they acted like Christmas was real because of all that eating and stuff. They didn't have a problem remembering the Nativity, but they had a problem with the holiday because somebody had stolen it. And they made it about food and drink and partying, and it took 200 years for Americans to start celebrating Christmas again in our part of the country. And at 200 years later, two men wrote a new thing about Christmas. It was a man named Charles Dickens, who wrote about a man named Ebenezer Scrooge who forgot what Christmas was supposed to be. You know that one. And there was another man who wrote a poem that started off, "'Twas the night before Christmas." And this made Christmas more about family and more about giving to the needy. And a lot of us remember that. Those are a lot of the things that we remember today loving Christmas for. For those things. So fast forward about 100 years. That was the first person who tried to steal Christmas. Now, here's the next. About 100 years later, Christmas got stolen again. You know, I'm going to tell you who stole it. You know who it was? Listen, Here's who it was. It was stores. Stores. Stores tried to steal Christmas. Because it used to be about family and about giving to the needy. And you know what they made it about? They buying stuff, exactly right. They made it clear, if you wanted the people you love to be happy on Christmas, you had to buy them a gun, or a cigarette, or a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. And if you didn't, yeah. Michael's like, those are my favorite things. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Up you go. There we go. He's up. He's good. He doesn't like the spotlight any more than his father. Now listen, those stores, here's what they said. They said, no one will be happy unless you buy them all these things. They said things like, she'll be happier on Christmas morning with a Hoover. That's what they said. They said, know the real joy of good living with a Schlitz. They did. Those are real advertisements. Did you know, listen to this. This is going to be surprising for you. Kids, listen. This is for you, listen. Did you know that for a long time, giving gifts to your family wasn't a part of Christmas? Did you know that? Parents did not give their kids presents. It's about caring for people. Oh my God. And I'm done. We're going to close that up. How do you beat that? Now listen. You're going to remember what you've been taught in children's church about St. Nicholas, aren't you? And you're going to remember he didn't give gifts to the people that he loved. Right. He gave them to the needy people. He gave them to poor people. He gave Frankenstein to Jesus, right? Yeah. That's in a couple weeks. Now listen. Ellie, listen. He gave money to people who they owed money to and who couldn't buy food and clothes. And listen, you should give gifts to each other. Do you know why? It's because God gave us the best gift. It's Him. He gave us the gift of His Son. And we give gifts to the people that we love because God gave gifts to the people that He loved. You heard Deacon Michael tell us the real reason that we're here tonight and the real reason why we're excited for tomorrow. It's a story of Jesus being born, yes, but did you know it's a lot more than that? It's a story of God giving us new life. And so here's the word I want you to take home. Kids, listen. Here's the word I want you to take home. It's renewal. That's right. Everybody say renewal. Renewal. Did you know God didn't just give us a really nice guy? He didn't just give us a really nice teacher. He gave us His Son. The God who became man so that He could make the world new again. The world had been made new once before, but now He was making it renew. Ellie, enough. Stop. Fathers can do that to their daughters, you know. So children, when you go home tonight, I want you to look at the snow. I want you to look at the puddles of rain. I want you to look at the trees and the grass. And I want you to look at your house. And tomorrow when you're opening presents, I want you to look at your parents and see that God is making your family new again. He's making your parents new again. He's making your grandmas and your grandpas new again. He's making things that weren't doing so good have new life again. And one day what He started when He was born will be completely renewed Again, did you know even you are being made new again? Here's my question. Will we let him? Will we let him make us renew again? Will we let him help our families to be renewed again? Will we let him make the grass and the snow and the oceans and the lakes and the skies and the whole world and all of us new again? Children, listen in church to what Christmas really is. Please let coming to church on Christmas be one of your favorite parts. Don't be mean to your parents. Ask your parents to tell you the Christmas story. Let Christmas really be Christmas. The story of Jesus being contained in a tiny human body to make the whole world new again. Here's what I want you to do. Love well those people who God has given to you, and let him make you new again this Christmas. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Please stand now for prayer.
With all our heart and with all our mind, let us praise the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy.